Okay, we're in the middle of Kuf Yud Ches. We learned two parts of Kuf Yud Ches. We're going to look again briefly at Sif Dalet, which we learned last week, but because it's so important, we're going to see Sif Dalet one more for just for another moment. There are three parts to the Simen. First, we learned how many Chesamis you need. That was Sif Aleph and Beis. And Sif Gimel and Dalet is what constitutes a Chesam. Now, it's important to understand, we're going to spend most of today on Hey Vav Zayin and Ches, which are the halachis of Bidi Eved. If what Chesam is you can rely on Bidi Eved. Don't confuse Gimel and Dalet, which are the questions of what chasima you need l'chatchila, with Hey Vav Zayin and Ches, which are issues of which chasimais are good Bidi Eved. Okay, they're two totally separate issues. So, I just would like to see Sif Dalet again because it's so important. It's the rule of Mafteach v'chaisim have a base chaisamais. The word Mafteach, you're not going to find elsewhere. You find it here, you'll have it in Yayin Nesach, and that's it. Mafteach normally means a key. Mafteach, as it's used here, means a simen she'enei movik, a simen that could be switched. Mafteach, it's something that can be opened and closed. A chaisim is a label which cannot be removed and put back. It's a label which, if you were to remove it, it would rip, it would become ruined. If you have a label that's sticky in a way that you can just pull it off and put it back, that would be called a chaisim. That would be called a mafteach. It's something that can be opened and closed. The question is whether that's good. So the Mechaber says that mafteach v'chaisim have a base chaisamis. If you have one good chaisim, then the second one could even be an inferior chaisim. It could be something that could be patched with, that could be played with. But in things that have that only need one chaisim, that a mafteach is no good. So the Mechaber Shita is that you need one solid simen, and the second one could be a simen that you could forge, that you can play with. But we assume that the guy is afraid to stop patching with simanim, and he'll just do it honestly. There's only one difference, that when you say you need two simanim, one is a simen movik, one is a simen sheinim movik, and that's even lechatzila. Now, the Taz and Bach disagree. They hold that, let's see, the Taz is short, Taz Vav says, K'vach safti sefal, t'lididon, kosher v'dieve b'mafteach, afilu b'mokim shein tzarech rak choysem echad. The Taz says that we paskin that even a mafteach alone is good. He only mentions in a case of chaisam echad. The Shach brings b'shem the Bach, the same thing, although the Shach disagrees. The Prichadash, which is printed in the side, also holds. So we have the Prichadash, the Taz, and the Bach against the Shach and the Mechaber. Typically, the rules of Yeredeya typically are that when the Shach paskins like the Mechaber, that we follow the Mechaber and the Shach. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Chochmas Adam, here paskins that Bidi Eved, La'achar HaMaisa, a person can rely on one Mafteach, or even Shtei Mafteachas. Can rely that a Mafteach has a din of a Chaisim, and can rely a Mafteach Achas in a thing that needs one Simen, and Shtei Mafteachas in something that needs two simanim, that needs a mafteach and a chaisim. So that, at least in a bidyevit situation, the person already got a package and it's a type of simen which could be forged, which could be switched. So you should know that there is such a shita, a chachmasadim to mimekel on bidyevit, and that was the main reason I wanted to look at Sif Dalet again. Again, we had chavis, are the things that need two simanim. Chavis, we said, is chatichas dag, Basar, Yayin, and Tchelas. Those are the things. We said Yayin, Bizman Azeh, the Taz said in Dalet, that there's no Chibas Nesach, Yayin, it's really enough one simon also. So it's basically Basar Vidag, Basar Vidagin, that need two. Now here, the Prichadash on the side, I assume you have it on the side of your Shulchanar, Nishalti is about 60% of the way down, a little more than halfway down. Nishalti is here a prichadash. It's brought in an abbreviated version here. So the Shaila we can read, and I'll explain exactly what he says. Mishalti al tanurim shaloi dekachavim shematminim by hachamim b'shabbos. Okay, in Europe, once upon a time, not every house had an oven. Certainly not every house had an oven that would stay hot from the beginning of Shabbos till Shabbos afternoon. And therefore, there would be the public oven, and people would bring their challah there from before Shabbos, stick it into the oven, usually in the baker's oven, and stick it in, and come back on Shabbos and take it back. Now, if that oven was in the possession of a baker, was a from a yid, he had no problem, a from a yid is nemlich. But nishalti atanurim shalayv dekechavim shematmina b'chavim b'shabbos. What happens if the communal oven is owned by a non-Jew, and you're putting your challah in there? Isagi b'chaisim echad, I buy base chaisamais. Does that oven need one simon or two? Well, they put it in before Shabbos. No, obviously not. The guy was saying that he's not using it, he's not touching it. You put it in, you pay a certain amount of money for his services, you put it in, and he and you pick it up. The guy's not cooking there. So the question is about sealing the oven. If the guy is adding wood to it on Shabbos, then that's a Hilchah Shabbos Shaila. If adding wood to it is a problem or not, let's either assume that he's not, or he's doing it with Das Atzmah. Does a guy have a taiva for cholent? I would think a guy is in the Shama, why would he want from cholent? I don't know. Look, I told you when we started, we're not starting to figure out if a guy has a taiva or not. We're figuring out if we yaitza what says Rosh Hashanah. That's the thing. The imahani mafteach b'makam chaisa my loy. Let's see what he says. Uktishas kishatim tzalai midalei sagi b'loy chaisim. And if you're going to say that it's not enough without a chaisim, inyan hachaisim u'ba'ifin zeh. So this is the way they suggested to make the chaisim. Karchin nayar agabi haminol, some type of lock that sealed the oven. They wrapped paper around the lock. Umidab king tzaveis hanayar biyachad. And with the paper ended, they would glue together the edges of the paper with some type of wax. Vais and sham chaisim. And on that wax, they would put a simen, a signet. And since you can't open the oven unless you rip that paper, so the suffix is whether that's good enough. So what are the two chaisamais? How is it two?
One is on the thing itself.
In the middle.
Right, the paper and the wax. So what's the paper could be unwound. And replace
the
seal.
The paper you would have to rip,
and the seal shows that it wasn't resealed.
But the middle, there wasn't a middle.
The middle is the regular way you close the oven.
The
what? The oven. Now that's his shaila. Now what is his shaila? His shaila, or his tshuva, I should say. Now let's see the tshuva inside. It's brought here very briefly. Tshuva achar pilpul aruch. Now the pilpul aruch he doesn't quote here in the Gilyan. Soiv dava baha salikna baha nachsina. L'may de shilna de kilkol achaisim b'shabbos hava malacha dasira min atayra. He says opening up this seal, which is now mechub l'karka, is a question of an isadai raisa of saiser. Vein lahate klal b'zeh amir l'akum. And since it's an isadai raisa, you can't be mata amir. A guy can't open it for you. He says you don't need two chaisamis, you don't even need one. Now what is the mafteach? Okay, ksivna, that's the end. Ksivna kesu lo midi. He doesn't say there's nothing more. What he says, and it's very misleading to read it just here, is that there's a umdina that uman leimara umnasai. Someone who has a parnasa doesn't want to ruin his business. Now this baker who owns an oven, he has a parnasa on Shabbos. The people come, they pay a fee, they put the challah in. So there's an umdina that leimara umnasai is not going to want to ruin his business. And the prichadash holds that umdina leimara umnasai is as good as a chaisim. That's good as a chasima. So it's daib b'mafteach echad. It's good you put some type of simin which could be opened and closed, maybe on the pot or maybe on the oven, and that is adequate. That'll be good enough. You don't need a chaisam because of this umdina uman leimaru umnasai. This is the shita of the prichadash. So here we have a new thing. We never touched into this. Now this is very negaya, because this prichadash is cited in a discussion regarding mailing. I say mailing, I mean an envelope, a package, sending by package through UPS or some other service, sending meat or fish or things that need some on them. Presumably you pack it in a way that doesn't spoil. And the question is whether you need shtei chesamais if you're going to send something in such a manner. I don't believe the car services, as they are today in Brooklyn, have any inyan of uman leimaru umnasai. The owner of the car service is worried, but the car service drivers, you and I know, they're here today, gone tomorrow. If this car service guy will fire him, so he'll go around the corner to the other car service. There's not a whole lot of professional pride in the car service industry today. But companies like UPS or the other... FedEx, they're serious about the business, very competitive, and they're very serious about it. So the question is whether a person can rely on uman leimaru umnasai. The Darkei Tshuva here brings a list of paiskim. Some are very meikel, some are more machmir on this inyan. The prichadash shita is that we have an umdina uman leimaru umnasai. You could be meikel. The Chacham Tzvi in Tshuva Lamed Tes argues the Yad Ephraim on the bottom brings him. Yad Ephraim on Sif Dalid in Lo Yo Yo Elam Avteyach. I am very hated. And Tshuva says Chacham Tzvi Simen Lamed Tes. It's interesting. He says on Cholent, there's no simanim. What's Marulayum Nasai? If they'll catch him, so next time they'll do a chaisim b'tei chaisim. And he mentions that Cholent is not nicker. Cholent is not nicker? Cholent changes from week to week. Okay. So he says Cholent is no, it's not nicker, it's Vistamfia. From the beginning of Shavuot. Yeah, from the time you put it up to the time you get it, that's what he's saying. It's very different. But can a person recognize his own wife's Cholent? Huh? I don't know. I only know two challenges, my mother's and my wife's. And I could tell them the other.
Always say it's very good. That's the key.
That's for sure. What?
The same way, the same heat, exactly the same thing. The way my mother-in-law described it, it was potluck, literally, where your challenge was.
Oh, you mean when it was a communal oven? Okay. It was a communal oven, it wasn't always the same? Okay. Dorach HaShulchan... Darach HaShulchan brings this. Yesh Mishaimer. The Darach HaShulchan is a cut in Chav Gimel. Yesh Mishaimer, the Matman Basel of Shabbos, Rishar Machal Matan Rav Yekechavim, Mutter Gam Bechoysim Echad. That's not what he says, Mavteach Echad. I feel that's a Ram Raj, Rishay Machal Kamishlach Mavkid. Svirulei, Mishum Dabal Atanur, Lekech Skar Mizeh, Vavakum Andalei Mara Navshe. He calls the Prichadash. He says this idea that uman is not marin nafshe. Lani is daiti nira. Dimbanu lid maisei l'uman. Lavi muta gambalai chaisa mitamze. If you don't like an uman, you shouldn't need anything. Elevade deina yinyin zelaze. Doha damir an umalai marum nasai zel bischaira shalai. Shalai yakalkulen of liar by shundavar ziyav. Something he manufactures. Lai marum nasai. He's not going to put on a label with ingredients. And they are different ingredients. Abel b'maskir tanurai v'yisra mame b'machalav ain't zet nil marum nasai. He says that it's not an inyil marum nasai, and therefore he disagrees with the aside of the prichadash. Then he says a makamak. And you have to remember he quoted the prichadash. Yeah. And the shach said because it's musaf yid l'gluyeh. Because by there, if he says it's kosher, you're going to eat it. And it'll be when Leimarum Nasa, Shach is Takamatmiya, why? It doesn't say there the words Leimarum Nasa.
So Nasa is Tzamash and Nasa, he'll let them come
out. It won't come
from anymore. I read the words he says. What the Yad Ephraim said is that if so, the Yid will do Chaisim B'tei Chaisim next week. He's not going to lose his Parnasa. Then he says, Umakomakim Hadin Din Emes. Now he has to be careful. He misquoted the Prichadash. He said the Prichadash said it's enough Chaisim Echad. Prichadash himself said it's enough Mafteach Echad. But on the way he quoted him that it's enough Chaisim Echad, he says it could be Mekel anyway. Why? So you have to remember what we learned the last 2 weeks. The Mechaber and Ramah and Sif Aleph dealt with the Stira and Shas. I mentioned to you that Stira and Shas, when one Simon is good and when two. We had two main terutz. Either that Shoyleach needs two Simonim because the recipient is not the one who made the Simon. He doesn't recognize it. But Mafkid, if I give a Pekad to him and I'm going to get it back, even one is good because I'll recognize what it is. That was the Mechaber Shita and Sif Aleph. So the Mechaber said that by Mafkid, by Pekad, you can rely on one chayisim. The Ramah brought the Shita of Taisvis that there's a difference between a guy and a Freya Yid. A guy, it's enough one chayisim. A Freya Yid who thinks you're going to rely on him, you need Shtei Chayisamas. So Zokta Aruch HaShulchan over here, you have the two coolest. It's a Pekadin. And it's a guy, not a Freya Yid. So he says, B'kama ka'adin din emes, deku kadas Taisvis v'arash, the mechakina mishalayach lamafkid, and lechay dai b'chaisim achav tzarch lahakir achaisim. So he says that the din of the prichadash that one chaisim will be enough is emes for the side reason. But al kapanim, the discussion of uben lemarul nasai is here a sheet of the prichadash, which it seems that by and large is rejected by the other achray.
Well, you said before, it comes back. Quite a lot of people who are traveling, they should ship meat to the airline, put it in the cargo.
If you ship meat and put it in the cargo hold, so according to what we're saying now, it would be good to put two simanim. But mikar adin, one chaisim will be good enough. Why? Because besides the prichadash, that you can argue you have the prichadash, but besides that, you have these two shitas, it's a pekadin. You're putting it and getting it back. And it's a guy, not a fry yid. Turns out Allah will be worse than the other airlines. Worse in many ways. You know, my son flew back from Israel and Continental. They announced the flight landed here at 4:30. He could have davened mincha here. But they announced about 2 hours before landing that they cleared out the galley. Anybody who wants to go daven mincha in the back, it's available. In Continental, I flew once, Continental. They asked you if you wanted to be awakened for davening. Let's do this. You want to be awakened? Seems they know that everyone has a chip on their shoulder about El Al. And they said, you want to be awakened for davening? And they clear out the back, and you come in, and you do the... When I went to the back, they put out a basket of brownies, you know, also for the davening. I guess somebody had your side, one of the stewardesses. but at any rate, the point... Chaisim Echad... No, that's Mafteach Echad. See, tying it with a string would be a mafteach. Anybody could untie it or retie it. That's mafteach echad. Chaisim echad is to put a chaisim that it's hard to be mezayin. You take a tape that if it was... They do. Very often they have the packaging from the store, which is already a chaisim. Yeah, no. I think most people, I don't know what people do, but if you're packaging and putting it in the thing, you should put... A chaisim echad, you should put something. Now, it may be that if you pack your clothing all around it, and your clothing is knicker, no one can repack it, maybe it's good enough. You put a separate box, you should put a chaisim. It should have one chaisim. In the event, you have the prichadash that holds like my Rav Nasi is good, even when I'm after. Here they can steal, because they
take more meat now, and then replace it, get it on the plane on time.
Whatever it is, it needs some money. Yeah. Okay. So we start now. Sifhei, the dinim of bidyevet. Till now, we dealt with lechatchila, how one goes about doing it. Here, we're talking about bidyevet, which type of simanim are good, and here it goes a little more quickly. Sifhei. Now, those of you who learned Chulin will be familiar with this halacha. Im shalach al yedei oivik echavim. Thank you. Sorry, yeah, okay. Im shalach al yedei oivik echavim. If someone sent through a guy, yerech b'loy chaysim, a side of meat with no chaysim. It comes in and there's no simen. Im yichatucha k'derech sheYisrael chaytcha, if the nicker was done, nicker not with a kaf but with a kuf, nicker, the deveining was done and cut the way you didn't cut it, achar chatitas hagid, the way it looks after a yid digs after the gid, ksheira, that itself is a good simen. There are no other simanim, just that it's cut the way a yid cuts it, the way yid deveins it, it's kosher. Right away, shachin tas say tasches mashra dafke diavet lachatchil alai. This is all talking about doing it b'diavet. Ksheira. V'chein kol chaticha shenikaba nikur haYisrael. Any time that it's nikur with a chaf, a kaf, shenikur ba, it's noticeable nikur with a kuf, nikur haYisrael. The way a yid does a nikor kagai be the tilas chut diyada v'chut sheitzal achaza kiyaitzabai. So any of these types of simanim that are nikor are going to be adequate for a simon for a yid. What?
What is
chut diyada? Means in the front leg of the animal, the way the chut is removed. And chut chazeh is in the breast, the way it's removed from the ribs. So that is also good. So that's not only nicker, it's as good as two chaysak. So I, it's a stira, here it says. So the answer is that the Beis Yosef says that this is such a good simen that it's even better than two chaysavas. Or as good as two chaysavas. I should say as good as b'dieved. But the evidence is as good as two chesamis, even though there's only one simon. But since it's cut in a manner that goyim are not aware of.
Yeah, I was talking about the ice and about the Costco chickens. So some of the chickens, they come in the heat seal wrapper from Empire. He went to the time, it looks like only one simon on that. He didn't say wait with cat, he didn't wait count it. He said, ulai, that it's such a good simon, so be mezuyif, that maybe it would count. I don't know about what he feels about that.
Chatchil, you certainly need two simanim. I don't know for the other. Chatita digging. Chatita shichvi. To dig it after something. So, no, it's b'diav. The shach and taz both say dafke diavet. See, taz ches. Now, taz ches really adds a second chiddush, which is itself debatable. Taz ches. He says, "Mashke diavet, abu chatchil like because it was a vertical of beis and would very simple samagim she mardechai the chol sheyesh le tvias ayim ba mashasholachai david kechavim shari." The Taz learns that here it's an issue of tvias ayim. If someone could recognize something that was sent, that's good. Now this question of whether tvias ayim is good enough is debated there in Simon Samach Gimel. The kasha they ask is that we all know from Eilu Metzias that only a Talmud Chacham, a Tzumer Rabbanan, is believed on Tvias Ayin. That a regular person is not believed on Tvias Ayin. Not as good. Certainly not as good as Tu Simanim. So the question is, if Tvias Ayin is not as good as Tu Simanim, right? We learned that from Yevamis, from Dine Aguna. A body that was decayed for 3 days, you don't rely on tvias ayin, you rely on two simanim. So you rely on even on one simon. But a simon is better than tvias ayin. And tvias ayin only talmud chacham is believed. So the taz is the kasha, simon samach gimel. What? By mitzia, by finding, by anaveda. So he says, being mitzi mamon is a deraisa. And Basashan and Nisam and Ayin is in the Rabbanon. And this is all Chashash to Rabbanon, even though it's a Chashash Nevela. But he's saying that the Chashash on Basar is chashash derabanan, and therefore he says that it's more chamer.
What's the difference between so, Zion and what you have here in the Shulchan?
What?
What's the difference here? Isn't this all referring to Tefiyah Zion? If it's recognizable, isn't that Tefiyah Zion? What is Tefiyah Zion?
Tefiyah Zion means that you can recognize
but
it.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Where's the Shulchan Aruch saying it?
It says here, if it's recognized, Kederach Yisrael Kosim.
You don't know what Shura piece. It's just like...
That's the Nachinami. He is saying that the halacha of the Yerech that's cut out is a basis for such an idea... Of Tefiyah Zion?
Did you see it?
Of Tefiyah, it's a type of Tefiyah Zion. Yes, that's why the Taz is here.
So
that's why the Taz is here. The Taz is saying that that's good enough. So, yes. In Aveda. You say maybe it should be belief for him himself and not to give other people. That you're saying. No, Rabbi Yaakov is saying, good, he's saying, by Aveda, we have to trust him. Over here, he's trusting himself. So if he's a crook, he'll eat Nevela without Tefiyah Zion. But you're right, if he is himself and he recognizes he can zechi eat it. I think the question here is whether he has a namanus lagabi us. We want to trust him that it's the same meat. And whether, if he's sure it's the same meat, so, Mr.
Is this the case of a...
Yeah, what?
Is this the case of a butcher shlach type that prepared it and sent it to a local butcher store via a goyish driver?
That would be an example. That would be an example of this. If they removed the veins, they did the whole nikor, and then they sent it, and they forgot to put a siman on. So if it came with the proper nikor, then that would be good. That would be adequate.
What's the
nikor, whatever vein is the way it's usually cut up by the butcher. However, it's normally cut up. That's if it's nikor, it's nikor. Okay. The Gidon Ashe take out of the hind quarters. They don't do it in America. In America, we didn't use it. Okay. All right. So that's if hey. Let's see the Ramah. Turn the page, please. V'shai chatichais. She'imahem. So here we have an interesting shaila. If you sent in one shipment many pieces, and one of the, let's say you have meat that's being sent, and part of the meat was nicker was done, and you have other cuts of the meat on which there's no nicker. Nicker doesn't have to be done, or they didn't do the nicker yet. Can you say that since he wasn't machlif this, he wasn't machlif that? So the Ramah says, well, it's a good question. Right now we're talking that they're separate, they're sent by the same guy. If some meat has a siman of nicker and others don't, the one that has a siman you could use, the others don't. If you send something that's a chashash to Rabbanan, if you recognize some of them, they're all mutter. Means, if you sent a bunch of cheeses, cakes of cheese in this example, and you recognize some of them, you don't recognize all of them. If you recognize some, and those are the better quality ones. So you could rely on that to be matir, the inferior ones. Because the guy, now if you're going to put a siman on some and not on others, obviously the guy will only be machlif the ones without a siman. But if it's tviyas ayin, the guy doesn't know which ones you have tviyas ayin. So the guy is going to be machla, it will be machla the superior ones. He says he'll be machla the superior ones and not the inferior ones. And you know, he wasn't machla the better ones. The Mela, Zakhtar Ramah, something very logical that a person could be made.
If you got the good now, one,
put the bad ones. The good ones are still there. Maybe he took some of the good ones and he put in some bad ones. So I guess the case is a good question. You're right. I guess it means you know what you sent. You know you sent five good cheese and five American cheese or something. Otherwise, yes, he's very good. Now, it's interesting, Shaila Darkei Tshuva, he brings in the Chikrei Lev. This is all talking that they're different, they're separate. He has a Shaila. What happens if in one box I packaged things that need two simanim and things that need one simanim? So I put in one box some basar and dagim, and then I also put in the box other products that are enough with one simanim. And I taped it around with one simanim. I put one chaisim around it, and I shipped it. Now what do you do? The one who gets it says, oyvei, we only made one chaisim. Assuming you don't have the other heterim, you need two chaisim. So what's he going to say? L'chair, it's not logical. He's going to open the package. He'll say, was he mezayif the chasima? That's the question. It came sealed. The shah is, did the guy peel off the chasima and reseal it? Or not? Now I'm going to say, l'gabe, the cheese. I'm going to say, he wasn't mezayif the chasima. I could eat the cheese. L'gabe, the meat. I'm going to say, oh, maybe he took off the chasima and he re-glued it. I'm going to ask for the meat. That's not mistaver. Either he did or he didn't. So Memela, the Chikrei Lev clears, what do you do? Should we say everything's mutter because he wasn't Mazayev? Or should I say everything's Asr because he was Mazayev for the meat, he was already Mazayev for the Gavina? What do you do? So he says that this Shaila is Tolui in the Beis Hillel and Prichadish is Big Tumul, which I'm sure I mentioned here before. It's one of my favorite halachas in Yeridaya. There's a Shashmaitz about it and Shari Asher about it. The Shaila was the following. Many of you will remember it as I go, but let me just repeat the case. There was a butcher store. They shechted seven behemoths. That was the Maisa Shaya. They shechted seven animals, and they were selling the meat as people came in. They had sold, at the time the Shaila started, I think it was 4.5 animals. Four were sold, and they were in the middle of the fifth animal. Then they discovered in one of the stomachs a treifus. One of the seven animals was treif, but they didn't know which ones. They took all the stomachs, dumped it somewhere, and now as they were throwing away the stomachs, they found a hole in the stomach. One of the seven is treif. What's the deal? So let's see. Called the parish, Maruba parish. Whatever was sold, someone bought, he can rely, six animals are kosher, one is treif. Called the parish, Maruba parish. Whatever was taken out of the butcher store is kosher. The animals that are still in the butcher store, we have a halacha of kol kavua kemetza mechzadani. If something is in the original place where the ister originated, the suffix originated, we say kol kavua kemetza mechzadani. It's not a svar, it's exeris hakasuv. And there, it's 50-50, which means if it's a shaila v'deraisa, it's suffix deraisa l'chumra. Turns out, the animals that were sold are kosher. The animals that are still in the butcher store are treif. What was the shaila? The Shaila was, there's an animal of which half was sold, and half is still there. The half that was sold, we say, called the parish Maruba parish, meaning, we have a right to assume that this Behema had a healthy stomach. It had a stomach that didn't have any in the cover. On the half that's in the store, I'm saying, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? Because this Behema had the cover in it. So the Beis Hillel, which is the first Pesach that this Shaila came to, said, Hechina Daniela Haidina. Should call the parish Maruba parish paskin that the whole thing is mutter, or should call kavua kemechza mechza paskin that the whole thing is aser. You can't split it. You can't divide it half and half one way or the other way. That's the basic little suffix. So what? It depends if it's a dinner or beer. Very much it depends on it, but you'll see. So the prichadash came along, and the prichadash was very sharp. He wrote that anybody who clears such a shaila, his lash is ain lo yad v'regel b'dinei issa v'heter. That was a play on the yad and regel of the behemoth on that. But he says ain lo yad v'regel. A guy who clears a shaila has no clue what we're talking about in Yeridaya. Why? He says, what does it have to do? We don't paskin because we pull our beards and decide this is how we'll have a treifus or didn't it? There's no logic. Did or it didn't. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. We go by the halacha. The halacha says they're called the parish, meruba parish. Halacha says kol kavua is asa. Called the parish is mutter. What does one thing have to do with the other? That it's a stira. I'm not being mevar the emes. I'm not saying it's emes that this was the one without the trave and this was the one with. I don't know the emes. So mainly he says the base hill holds you can't pass in a stira, and the prichadish holds that you. What do you mean? It's not considered a stira at all. This is the machlokes between the two of them. The Chikrei Leiv says that this Shaila is that Shaila. You have a box with tape around it. In it is Bas of Adagim, which needs two Samanim. You have to be Chayishu as Mazayif. In it is Gavina, or something else, potato chips or something that only needs one Simen. The question is, Manasham, either he removed the Simen or was Mazayif it, or he didn't. He says, Loita Prichadash, it's nothing to do. We're not sitting and trying to figure out if he was Mazayif it. If you ask me, I don't think they switch things much nowadays. We're trying to see, are you Yaitzisim in Kufyut Ches? Legabe the Basar, you were not Yaitzisim in Kufyut Ches, you needed two Samanim. Legabe the Gavina, you were. The Mele says it's not a Stira. The Shaila in the aside is the same.
Over the animal that you have,
So do I try to figure it out, or do I just say, "Oh, we yaitzu kufyut ches"? The nidain is to be yaitzu kufyut ches. When people ask me shilas with samanim and their situation, I have to tell them it's aser. I'm always careful to tell them. If you ask me if the guy was machlefit, I don't think so. I'm not busy being machlef things today. But he asked me if it's mutter, it's also. Shulchan Aruch requires certain safeguards, and you don't have those safeguards. So it's treif, because it's not Yaitzit the Konas Chazal. Is it treif because he switched it? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's Chsar Namay Emunah and Chachadim. I don't think he switched it. But there's a slight chance he did, and that slight chance, because I'm a Chayiv to be Chayshish for. And that's why I'm Chayshish for. Mitzvahs didn't change, no. Now, Goyim are machlef today. I mean, especially in the industry. In the industry, they are machlef. They're caught every once in a while. In the car service, I don't think that's switching it, but I've never a car service driver, Baruch Hashem, I don't know. I mean, it's not an inherent stira. It's not. That's true. Here, it's not an inherent stira. But okay. He's medame it gabi the chazir of the label. What he means is that if the tape was taken off, then they're both zicha asim. Whether you switch it or not, if the tape was taken off, they're both asim drabanan. So you're right in the deraisa. You're right in the drabanan, though. It's one or the other. So all right. There's Issid Rabbanon on sending meat. It's a Vade Issid Rabbanon if you send meat without a simon. It's not a Vade Deraisa, it's a Vade Rabbanon.
Doesn't this go according to the Rechava that the fact that the box came looking the way it looked when it went?
So the answer to that is in Sivav. This which we said in Sifhei in the Mechaber, that recognizing Nikur is good, is unique to Nikur, which is something that a normal person, if he weren't mitzvahs of Nikur, would never cut meat that way. Look at Sivav, which is a short Siv. He says that the simon of Shechita is not a good simon. Shalach ha'ideve kechavim behema yoyv shchutim. B'loy chaysim, asurim. If somebody sent through a guy, basar, not Nikur, just shechted, asurim, she'ein simon Shechita simon l'smechalav. Even though you look at it, you can tell it's shechted. And goyim don't necessarily cut the shechita the way we cut a shechita. Nevertheless, that's not a good enough simen. Why is it not a good enough simen? Because the nikor simen is a very special simen. It's a simen that's not only a simen movik, it's like super movik. Nobody would ever do it that way. However, the simen of shechita is not such a common simen. Let's learn shach of hay. It's a lamdish shach. Let's start it. Let's see how far we'll be able to get.
In the case of a box, I use a tape around the box. One side of the box and the other side of the box twice.
Okay, there's a machlaikis, the Nadi Bihun and Aracha Shulchan. If you do the same simen twice, let's say you have the same tape, and you do it twice on two sides of the box. Nadi Bihun wasn't talking about tape. He was talking about a simen that's marked on the on whatever it is. He says the same simen twice is two simanim. That's Nadi Bihun. The Tircha to be Mizayev simanim, same simen twice is two simanim. The Aruch HaShulchan holds that the same simon twice, if he knows how to be mezayifit, he'll be mezayifit. A geder, it's a machlaikis, I can't pass in a machlaikis, and I view the Aruch HaShulchan. However, there's a difference. If the simon is a letter etched into the meat, so then I understand the Aruch HaShulchan. If the guy knows how to etch a beis, so he can etch two beises for the same price as one beis. So you want to make two simonim, do a etch a beis. What they do today is they etch something into the meat, and then they put a label. So it's two different tirchas. Then they understand the Aruch HaShulchan. Let's say you're talking about tape. Now tape in the industry is one simon. If somebody wants to print up the tape, he can print the tape and he can wrap it a zillion times. It's the same tircha as once. However, when you give it to a guy, and it's going to be in the guy's hands for 24 hours, he doesn't have time to go print up tape. He doesn't. I mean, theoretically, if he owns a taping business, but here you're putting on the airplane. You put in the airplane in New York, it's landing in Tel Aviv. There's no time to be mezayif the tape. It's not possible that your tape with your simonim, he was mezayif. Elamai, maybe it was tereyach or mezayif. Maybe he peeled off the tape neatly and put it back. It would seem that if the tape is a chaysim, not something that's easily done, then I would understand the Nevi Huda better. It's two tirchis. One tircha with one tape, one the other. What if the two tapes have different simanim? Let's say one tape I'll sign, and one tape my wife will sign. There'll be two simanim. They'll sign across the tape. If I sign across both, I think for the guy it's the same tircha. So there's a machlaikis nabil in the Aruch HaShulchan. Lamaisa, it would depend. It would depend if the Aruch HaShulchan's taina is a taina. Aruch HaShulchan's taina is that for the same tircha as one, you can do two. In many cases, it's a true taina. In the cases where it's not a true taina, it would seem that the Navi Yehuda's shita would be correct, that should be two siman. That would seem to be a shara ben hadvar. Now, I want to look at Shachaf Hei. Shachaf Hei says, if you find shchuta, it's okay. This is a problem for those who learn Hilcha Shchita. In Hilcha Shchita, it says that if you find a bird in the street and it's shechted, Rei Mitzui Neitzah Shchita Momchenei, it's kosher. So let's see Shachaf Hei. Asur matam shema hichlefai v'kachavim toiv bara v'shachah ba'atzmai k'may kein l'zeh shehichlef v'ein shchita simen l'smachalav. Anybody can do shchita. It's not such a, I mean, anybody can do shchita without necessarily being kosher. Anybody can cut the throat of the bird. The kasev b'prisha v'zeh l'shaynei. Now careful, we're quoting now the prisha. It's not the shach, it's the prisha. V'davka b'makim shein roiv Yisrael roiv tafcha Yisrael. When do we say shchit is not a good simon in a place where it's not roivin? Mishum hachi cheshin Hashem hechlef bebasa nevela veilus machasim in shchita. Mashenkin leal simon aleph in hilchah shchita. The shamayi b'makom sheroiv Yisrael v'roiv tabachim Yisrael. Amrina desamchina and roiv mitzvinei shchita mumchinei akal l'shayla. There the shayla isn't was it a guy or a yid. The shayla is it's roiv Yisrael. The shayla is the person who did shchita, did he know what he was doing? So there we say, Rav Mitzui Neitzel Shchita Mumchenein. So the Shita of the Prisha is that it depends. If it's Rav Yisrael, then Shchita is a good simon. If it's a place where it's not Rav Yisrael, then it's not a good simon. The Kasha, the Mashma that Tur Vishulchan Aruch Ma'iri Hachafil B'Makim Shereiv Tabachim Yisrael for Rav Yisrael. According to the Prisha, this Shulchan Aruch is talking Dafka when it's not Rav Yisrael. That's not Mistaver. Chay Mashma Lehed Yabrei Keach. And therefore, B'Bach B'Kun Shusach Rain Zelashayin. I'm going to skip the Bach. He brings a bach and he asks a kasha, and the shach says his pshat. The words of the shach are close to what the bach may have meant. So I'm going to skip down to Aval Nirali Barer, which is in the fourth wide line. Aval Nirali Barer, the Loidami Klala Simen Aleph. This is the shach's teretz. Again, the kasha is over here, shchit is not a simen. Simen Aleph it is. There you found it in the street. It was never in a guy's hand. of the Layadina Mishachtan, Hilka Chazina Basaruba, Vamrina Raiva Mitsunayetza Shchita Mulchene. So when you find it in the street, you don't know if a Yid dropped it or a guy dropped it. So there you rely on Rai, and if it's Rai Yisrael, you cry, rely that most people who shecht are mumchim. Avalacha. Shashalech b'yad avikachavim. You're sending it in the hands of a guy. Who cares what's Rai in the community? You're sending it with a guy. V'yashlocha shehichlech hatay b'ra. Yechayshish the guy for hachlofa. Hilkach, afilu b'vakash Rai Yisrael mitzuyin. Yeshlocha sheshocha ba'atma l'zeh shehichlech k'day l'arviyach. Here we're going to be chayshish that he was machlif. Why does it help Rav Yisrael? We're talking about this guy. The kamli dami yachal abasa nimsa biyad avikachavim. The shari Rav Yisrael. Myself alas of katanala. So the issue here is a chashash achlafa, and the chashash achlafa he says that doesn't help you Rav Yisrael around. If the guy had it in his hands, there's a chashash that it was machlif. So it's different than something that you find in the street. Now, the reason I feel this is important is the difference between finding something in the street that the Shach is saying clearly. If you find meat in the street, you don't have to be chayshish. A guy came, took the shechted bird, and replaced it with a bird he shechted. It's ridiculous. If there's meat found in the street, why would the guy be machlifin? There's no fish. The reason this is important is the shaila I mentioned when we started. A butcher store makes a delivery. Now, the delivery man is supposed to ring the bell and give it to you. But it happens, especially Yom Tov time, it's very busy. Rabbanim get phone calls. I came home, and the delivery man left it by the door. He left it in the bag by the door, and you start clearing one sim and two sim on him. Is the packaging good? Is the packaging no good? So I mentioned then, the Shaila, I remember coming to Rav Palm. And Rav Palm said, there's no problem. Why? Why would a guy be machlefit? If a guy is walking by and he sees a bag on the front stoop, he'll take it. He'll pick it up and take it. He's going to stand there and replace it. What's a makar for this difference? This shach is a makar. The shach says that if you find basar in the street, even if you don't know that it was sent to you by the butcher store, if you find basar in the street, there's no chashash achlafa. When you find basar in the street that has siman eshchita, you call it siman eshchita. Chashash achlafa, there isn't. Chashash achlafa is only when it comes in the hands of a guy. So it appears that this would be something of a raya to the aside, although here it's talking that you have a siman of shechita, nothing with zero simanim, but al kopanim, the aside, that there's no cheshash achlafa abit that you find in the street, that we see here from the Shach. The truth is the Bach mentions it as well, just the Bach mentions a second nekuda that the Shach argues with. But as far as what the Shach says, it's really also the Bach Shita as well. So, what? So that we would have to learn Sif Aleph. I'm not Simon Aleph. I'm leaving that. So Kamush Ksafti Leil. I'm not ready to go there. I'm not getting
that. The fact that, let's say in the United States, that no animals except for kosher animals are slaughtered with a knife.
It doesn't matter. They made the Vela, so what's the difference? Asiv Zayin im Shalach al Yedei Ovek Echavim B'loi Chaisim. If someone can be the Eved, I told you, Siv Hei Vav Zayin Ches is talking without Simonim. Siv Zayin im Shalach al Yedei Ovek Echavim B'loi Chaisim. Im Oysai Mokai Ma'aveh L'Rabim Mutter Shu Yorei Shem Yerenu Echam Ya'ivrim V'yitfus Alav Kiganet. Here we have a new Chiddush, which is not so negaya to us because we go in cars. But he's saying that if a guy was sent in the street bringing meat or bringing anything, when that chayshish shall be machlif, why? Because people are going to see him being machlif and they'll tattle on him. This again, as I said at the outset, is a b'di'eved dikedin and not a l'chatchila dikedin. And therefore, b'di'eved, they have to be careful because it's a little hard to understand the... What does it mean the guy is afraid someone's going to see him being machlif? If you walk in the street and you see a guy patchering with his bags, what are you going to... You're going to start thinking, what's he doing? He's switching? It's his bags, no?
Well, this is applicable
so,
to
what? Bicycle deliveries. Okay. That would be good, a bicycle delivery. You see a bicycle fellow with a pizza, so he's driving, so why are you going to be chayshish? There's a switch it, people will see him. The problem is, they're going to see him do what? They're going to see him stop at a pizza store, walk in with a box. See him walk out with a box. How are they going to know what's going on exactly with him. So, what? Delwad? Because the people walk in are going to notice. So you see there, when a guy is working with me with wine, so everyone knows there's a chashash on the wine. Here, the question is, what's the chashash? So take a quick look at Taz Yud. By the way, I want to mention, Taz Yud Aleph is misprinted in all these Shulchan Aruchs. Taz Yud Aleph is printed on Siman Zayin. It's a mistake. It belongs to Siman Tes. As a matter of fact, the Be'er Heitev brings it on Siman Tes. The Be'er Heitev Yud Zayin, Kosova Taz, is this Taz. So Taz Yud Aleph, which is the printer put in Siman Zayin, Sif Zayin, is a mistake. It belongs on Sif Tes. Okay, just a matter of knowledge. We're going to learn though Taz Yud, which belongs here. Pirish Afilu B'Makim D'Lo Shchichi Ravim Yisrael Lo'ivik Kachavim. Mistafi Zayvikam Shalayirayvikam Yigil Yisrael. You hear this, Taz? That's a big heter. He's saying a guy's going to see, and the guy seeing is going to be afraid. The guy's going to tattletale on him, and he's going to think. So that sounds strange. What? Two goyim, and one will tell on the other. So of course, it doesn't work. Of course, it's no good, right? But there, they will both benefit. He'll talk about a guy that won't benefit. So it's different. Anyway, Darach Hashulchan argues. He says that the heter is only by yidden. He argues with his Taz. He says, when they say Adav Amachshel Yisrael, Mein Yeduay VeKachavim Hamahachem BeRuchayish Zan Daichamachli Yisrael. How is the guy going to know that this person is carrying a Jew's food? The Yesh Bezechashash LaYalo Al Daitam Klal VeGamzeh Shliach Inem Misyari Behem Klal Dai Lanu LaHakel. He says it's enough this Kula Kshamavir HuRoiv Yisrael. If the place you're going is a place of Roiv Yidden. He's going to think all the Jews are looking at him. And they'll, now what does that mean? If you're carrying a challah, it's Machol Yisrael. Pizza?
Is that a
glot mark? Is Machol Yisrael? Maybe a glot, maybe. Abu Shemavilu Rabim, who ain't of Yisrael, near a you need some type of a misyare. For it to work, you're right. If he's going with a glatmar bag, so if somebody's going to see him switching meat, he'll hop right away. But stamazai to be mekel is hard. So we learned Hevav and Zayin, the dinim of the Yevon. Next week, assuming.